branding is so important because that's your messenger. Your name will go in the room before you will get there.
It's not just about who I am, right, but it's who we become together.
Yes.
Collectively.
Yes. You have the same type of gift in you, just like anybody you look up to. You just got to discover your gift, and only God can help you see it. He'll help you find it. Remember, treasures is to be found. Rewards come at the end. So you got to apply yourself and do the work.
I'm going to win. You going to win. Everybody around me winning. Yeah. Everything around me winning.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, Encouraged Nation, how are you all? Come on, are we being strong and courageous? Are we going about this world saying, hey, we will not fall, we will not fail. We were created to win. We are created to keep pushing no matter what the issue is. I come to tell you today, you got enough strength in the Lord to move forward. Listen, I need you to find your power again. You need to find that anointing that God has already given you. I come to tell you today, you will not falter. You will not fail. I come to encourage you. You say, don't nobody talk nice to me. Don't nobody love me. I'm here. Come on, your doctor, your counselor, your friend. Come on, your next door neighbor, your confidant. I'm here. I'm coming to tell you today, I believe in you. I believe God has so many great things for you. And today, listen, I come to tell you right now, we come to tap into Atlanta. I am in Atlanta, Georgia today, and I want to tell you, I got somebody in the room that's really going to help us understand what it means to walk holy, to live for God, and to be in a world where you have to remember to maintain your faith. You have to remember who God is. You have to know that God has literally provided rooms for you that you didn't provide yourself. I got Mr. John Williams in here. Come on, celebrity media is in the house. I mean, when I met him by the phone, his energy and my energy just really took off. We talked for probably about an hour, talk about the Lord and what things were doing. So come on, can you tell me, Encouraged Nation, hello.
Hello, everyone, and I'm excited to be here. Listen, I don't even know where to start, but listen, I love you too. So I just want to let you all know, I love you too.
Yeah. He's calling us Atlanta. Come on, Atlanta marketing king.
Oh, yeah.
I said, what in the world? I said, you need to help me automatically. Help me on this marketing thing. And I just want to say again, his energy and his character just from conversation has been amazing. You can go to someone's page and be able to see a lot of things about them. I mean, he's posing with all these different people, celebrities and things of that nature. But what I heard more than anything was the light. God was using his unique gift to get into kingdoms of darkness and to be the light. You know, his background, you know, we got to talking about, how did you find God?
Right.
How did you even get here?
Right.
Well, how are you talking about celibacy? You know, living for God when you already know what? Kids, marriage. You're talking about a foundation. You're talking about, hey, no. I still believe in holiness.
Right.
And I still believe in living for the Lord.
Living for the Lord.
And so tell them a little bit about yourself before I give you these rapid questions. What would you say about yourself? If you want to tell somebody a little bit about yourself right now and being in this entertainment world, but having your faith, what would you say?
I would say I'm a man of God. I'm a country boy. You can hear it in my voice. I'm very humble.
Yeah.
That's most important part that I want everyone to know. I'm so humble because God put his hands on me two times that taught me everything out here is his. Yeah. Do not get it twisted. Do not go astray. And the way he put his hands on me is when I seen my death two times. I seen me actually in the casket. I know the word, the Bible, in, out, the whole nine. But, you know, when he showed me my death, where sometimes, you know, it's a lot of false prophets out here and people that, you know, the deception at an all-time high. And he showed me that, hey, do not play with me. I know what the third time meant. That's when I turned my whole life around.
Wow. We're going to get more into that. It's even deeper than that in this whole time. I know it's going to probably be a part 2, 3, 4, 5. But I just want to tell you here, you know, we are honored in Carriage Nation to be able to hear this and to hear this young man, a man of God, a black man, an African-American that's doing some big things and not compromising.
Never.
Selling your soul. Keeping your integrity. Keeping your character. And standing on the word of God.
That's it.
Amazing.
I got to stand on it.
Yeah,
you
stand on it.
You got to. Don't ever compromise because you're always being tested.
Oh.
And just remember the devil, man, woman cannot do more for you than what God could do for you.
Wow. Oh, listen, rapid fire. I got to give it to him now. One piece of advice you believe you live by.
I believe in putting in the work. When he say faith without work is dead, I believe in putting in the work. It don't matter if you say, I want a husband, I want a wife, I want whatever you say you want. You got to be able to give up something for God to receive what he feels is unique.
Wow. All right, here it is. The best book you've ever read.
The Bible.
Come on, Jesus. I already knew you were going to get that one right on. Why?
Because, you know, I saw online, and I'm not going to take their quote. It said, basic instructions before leaving Earth. And I was like, that's interesting. But when I read it, for the words in there to be accurate, no matter when it comes, when time passes, it's like you could see everything in this book that applies to your everyday life. A lot of people just don't read it, but I encourage everybody, pick up that book.
Yeah.
That's the most important book that you'll ever read, and you need it. You need that book.
You need that book.
It's not even an option.
Like breathing, it is that you need.
Yes.
And so when we start to look at that, how do you start your day?
I start my day by, you know, and it's amazing. I don't have an alarm clock or anything. I just wake up. And it's like, it's amazing when you operating in the spirit, because it's like, that's your best friend. Like, just the spirit of God that's with you. When you identify and you connect, people don't even know. Every day from start to finish, he's talking to me. Yeah. That voice in you that say, I need to eat.
Yeah.
I feel sick. I need to go to the bathroom. Yeah. I better be careful. That's the spirit of God talking to you every day. You just need to listen. Because warning always come before destruction.
Oh, my God.
So me, I learned to listen and I obey.
Listen and obey.
Your way.
Who introduced you to the Lord? How did you get
my
that
grandma?
Knowledge? Your grandma.
My grandmother.
Me too, man. My grandma.
See?
Grandma.
Grandma, she introduced me to him at a young age. I was 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
I remember at 11:30, 12, she watching Price is Right. She got her Bible, this big book. And at that time, I didn't know it was called the Bible. I was like 6. And I say, Grandma, you know, every day she reading this book, you see Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful. She got them pots on the stove cooking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Grandma, every day you reading the same book. You just read it yesterday. Why you reading it? And that's when she looked at me and she say, this the good book. That's the good book. So I'm looking at her like, what is the good book? And then I said, well, what you read? She say, I'm reading about God. And then she say, ain't nobody ever seen his face. She was looking down. So I'm looking, ain't nobody ever seen his face. I said, well, I want to be the first one to see his face. She looked up at me, and I just remember the darkness in her eyes. She said, this ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah.
And I remember that chill. She said, don't play with this. And I left it alone. But it was always in the back of my head. What she mean? How ain't nobody ever seen his face? I see my face. I want to see his face. So when the thunderstorms and stuff come, she would get us in the middle of the floor and unplug the fans and cut everything off. Pull everything out the wall.
Yeah, yeah. She'd be quiet.
And you hear the thunder. She said, that's God out here. She praying. She rocking. She's just rocking and praying. So I'm looking. I ain't praying. I'm just watching. She say, that's him. He outside. Let his will be done. He doing his thing. So I'm like, I need to go outside so I can see his face.
Yeah.
The next time a storm come, I'm going outside. So all of a sudden, it was a storm coming. And you could see in the country way away. You see it get blue and gray. And you see the lightning flashing. You see it coming, the rain. I said, okay. I went and stole her Bible. I got a Bible and ran deep into the field, way out into the field where the houses looked small. And I sat down and crossed my legs and had the Bible, and I just opened it up, and I just started looking into the Bible. And I said, I closed my eyes. I say, God, and this show you I didn't have the right mindset there, but guess what? No matter how old you are, he'll deal with you now. Yeah. I say, God, grandma say, no, I say, other must say, ain't nobody ever seen your face. I want to be the first one to see your face. And I had my eyes closed. And I opened my eyes and I'm looking around. I don't see nothing. I see the dirt, the feet. I don't see nothing. Yeah. I look back in the Bible. I say, God, other must say, ain't nobody ever seen your face. I want to be the first to see your face. Let me be the first to see your face. I opened my eyes and looked around. I ain't seen nothing. So now in my mind, I'm like, maybe other my like, I'm like, she just fooled me. Like, I'm thinking as a child, like, she just played me. I said, you know what? I'm going to try it again. That's when I got bold. I closed my eyes. I say, God, and I scream his name to the top of my lungs. I say, God, other must say, ain't nobody ever seen your face. I want to see your face. I want to see your face now. And I said, sat there. I promise you, all of a sudden, I opened my eyes because I felt something walk up over me from behind. And it was like something hovering over me like this. And I'm nervous. I got scared. Then I felt something else walk from the left side of me over me where I know it got the drop on me. I can't do nothing. I'm way out in this field by myself. And I'm like, what is going on? And I just sat there and I'm nervous. I don't know what to do. I want to cry. Nobody can save me. I'm all by myself. I sat there for about 10 or 15 minutes, and I heard she yell my name. And they called me Buddy in the country. Get from out that field. You see that storm coming? She started yelling. So when I knew she saw me, I took off and I ran. I ran so hard. I came out my shoes, left a Bible in the middle of the field. But I was looking back running up in the sky because I'm like, whatever it was, it's huge. And I'm like, when is she seeing it? And I made it back to the porch, got on the porch, and I locked the door back because I'm like, what was that? And to this day, you know, as I got older, that's when I was able to process what it was. Wow. That was my first encounter with God.
Presence.
It was the presence. I felt it.
See, we're looking, and I was telling my congregation, you know, as a pastor in Richmond, you know, I was telling them divine world changes was up. Listen, we're looking for the present from God, the giftings.
Yes.
But we don't want his presence. And when it says, show me your glory.
Yes.
That means you want the presence of God to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can buy God.
Nothing.
Nothing can entice him.
Nothing.
But all we can do is invoke him.
Yes, yes.
For his spirit to come in and what you witness was the spirit of God. And I told him at age 8, I had a very similar situation with my grandmother where, see? You know, she came to see me. My grandmother came to see me. Man, I was in it. It was Osmo Memorial Choir. I had my little robe on. Right. I was in the Baptist church. Man.
See?
I was singing. I was in the middle of the thing.
Right.
And my grandmother said she thought I was going to catch the Holy Spirit. See? I was feeling that thing. I actually got baptized at that church. In the clothes that I came in.
Get out of here.
I went there to visit my cousin and them. They were getting baptized.
Wow.
And they said, who want to be baptized? And I said, me.
Wow.
And they said, young man, you sure? I said, yeah, I want to know God.
See?
And they took me back right then.
See?
And they put on a white robe.
White robe.
My
See?
God from heaven. I remember, man. And they had that pool. And I mean, and I went in and I felt the glory.
See?
And Bishop Robinson, we went to Israel, which is my covering as well. And we went there and he baptized me in the Jordan River.
Oh,
and
wow. Listen,
when they filmed me, I came up, I felt like the doves actually descended on me. And I have never been the same with that transition.
Wow.
So feeling the presence of God is amazing.
Amazing.
And understanding who he is as men of God.
Yes.
See,
yes.
As men of God.
Yep.
A lot of times we're not representing ourselves correctly.
Mm-mm.
We're doing man things.
Man things.
And not men things. Why? And when I say that, meaning that it's not just about who I am,
right.
But it's who we become together.
Yes.
Collectively.
Yes. Collectively.
And how we can help one another.
Yes.
And so as you are in this industry, how are you doing this, man? How are you as you're around all celebrities, money, things, presence, and come on, accolades. How are you doing it?
It's amazing you said that, because I had this epiphany a week ago, and I used to see this scripture as I walked through the valleys of the shadows of death.
Come on.
I say, God, you amaze me every day, because it's amazing to me how you allow me to walk cross paths with all walks of life.
Yeah.
And you hide me. They don't even see me coming.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And I'm ministering to these people. Yeah. I'm always talking about God. You ask them, the first thing they'll say is, he's a good dude.
Good dude.
He's a good dude. Wow. He's a genuine dude. He's a good man.
Yeah.
And my character out here in the world, you know, I just tried to make sure that I always operate from the heart. Mm. Whatever I say or do is always got to come from a place of love, because I know that orders my protection from God. So, you know, it's like, you know, I see so much, man. Oh my God. You know, and it's like that dark road could go so deep.
Mm.
But the fact that he put his hands on me at a young age, I already know the consequences.
Yeah.
I never go that route. And what I realized was, when I see it and he allowing me to witness, for a long time, I wouldn't speak. Mm-hmm. But he allows me to get access, and the words that he gives me minister to these people, y'all. Yeah. And you all be so surprised. I'm talking about where these people be looking me. I'm talking about eyes to eyes. All of these people, man, a lot of times, you know, it's so many. I'm going to just touch on one example. I'm going to just give one example. You know, grudges, you know, holding stuff in your heart. You know, some people have grudges against their mom, their dad, or their parents, or where they come from, or their life wasn't the way they thought it would be. And a lot of these people, when I minister to them, I say, let me just give you another perspective. I'm not telling you how to feel, but just hear another perspective.
Another perspective.
From the spiritual realm. They say, we're not against flesh and blood, but it's principalities and spirits in high places. I say, what if you the light bearer for God, but mom and dad was the closest to you, and the enemy knew he had to get them just to try to stop your life?
What
if they was under so much attack that they couldn't even see? A lot of times we holding them accountable, but what if it was they was being attacked so hard because of who you are?
Wow. Man. Deep. Deep. But when we start talking about the navigation,
mm-hmm.
the ability to be able to hear God
mm-hmm.
in the midst of chaos.
Oh, yeah.
In the midst of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we start talking about the media world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What would you say about media now? How, where are we going in media? I guess I would say right now.
Wow. When I see the forces behind the media, when it comes to artificial intelligence and how the manipulations when it come to the media, what I would say to everybody, don't be so quick to believe what you're seeing now.
Mm.
Because you can make anybody be anywhere you want to be. You could control that message in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw in the scripture, Jesus said, take heed to what you hear. So be very careful when it come to the media. Always consult with God and use discernment before any decision, because that's what I see now out here, and I do it daily. Don't get it twisted. No matter who I'm with, what I do, and how high we are with that, God is my driver. And when it comes down to the money, the media could tear you down or it could build you up. I made a pledge with God that I never use your gift in the wrong perspective. I never do it. I have had all kinds of proposals. I'm talking about from high to low. I'm talking about, I think one of my offers was $350,000 just to put something out on somebody.
Hmm.
And I made a pledge with God that I never do that. I never go in that realm, because it's always consequences.
Yeah.
I try to stay ballots. When anything negative I see or a thought, I turn the page. And I'm encouraging you all to just turn the page. Just don't think on that because it'll start to manifest.
Yeah.
And your mind don't have a limitation. Your mind will go so far. You got to control your mind and have balance. And meditation is so important when it comes to your peace, you know.
And let me ask you this, and well, I'm getting ready to interject because we had this pre-conversation about the mentoring side.
Yeah.
And you said, I am accountable.
Yes.
To some other people.
Yes.
And I have surrounded myself. Mm-hmm. With some people who have knowledge and understanding,
mm-hmm.
all different calibers with wealth and those who may not, but they've been in the industry, things of that nature.
Yes.
You told me about a mentor. Are you able to say anything about the mentor name?
Well, oh, yeah.
Tell me about that mentor. Just a snippet of that because you were blowing my mind.
I got a total of six different mentors, and they from all walks of life, and all of them is elders, you know, 84, 82, 81, 76, 68, but I could keep going. But one of them in particular, his name is Mac Wilburn. Mm-hmm. He's the first mentor that I ever had. He allowed me to be in the room. And when I say be in the room, you know, and he allowed me to have a seat at the table.
Right.
And this man, I mean, is legendary. You know, five presidents been to his house. They know him by his first and last name. They come to his house. Wow. So this a black man. Jeez. Five presidents, two vice presidents have been to his house. He's the first black man to bring McDonald's to the South. I mean, he's behind the first black mayor, Maynard Jackson. He helped fund his campaign. Andrew Young, you know, he supported him. Maynard Jackson was the first black mayor in Atlanta. And you know, when I look at what they've done, when you all see Atlanta, I don't care anybody in Georgia or Atlanta. These guys is the reason to the why. And of course, through God. But these who God sent to shape Atlanta are what you see. They pioneers. Maynard was the first black mayor. He appointed, passed the torch to Andy Young. And you know, Andrew Young was Dr. Martin Luther King's right-hand man. Mm-hmm. He became mayor and also ambassador of the United Nations. Then he turned around and passed the torch back to Maynard Jackson and become mayor. And then next thing you know, Maynard say, let's do this. He appointed Shirley Franklin, the first black female mayor of Atlanta. Wow. And guess what? It's been black ever since. Mm. But my whole point of saying this, I saw that when it comes to a role model. It wasn't about a black and white thing. It was just, I see some of me over here and I see an example of how it could be. And that gave me the encouragement and motivation. And I thank God for allowing me to be in their presence because I'm like, these guys been all over the world. They have done it all. Like before I even start, but the grace of God allowed them to see something in me.
Wow.
A little country boy from the South. And bring me in the front of them where they trust me. Just the fact that they trust me. And I'm forever thankful because it allowed me to get wisdom and knowledge. Because it says in the scripture that worth more than silver and gold. And when I tell you the wisdom and the knowledge that I've received, God allowed it to bring so much joy and peace to my life. I'm happy every day. But I know I got to pay it forward. I never stop pouring out whatever I can. I don't believe in getting in between no blessing because your blessing is for you. Your life already written. Can't nobody stop nothing. When he ready to move for you, he going to move. If he want to elevate you, he going to elevate you. And I learned that the hard way. No matter how much, you know, some people say team no sleep, team no this. Mm-hmm. I could work. Ain't nobody can outwork me and this. One day I got drained because I know I was that person.
Mm-hmm.
Can't nobody outwork me. I'm the best. I'm the Atlanta marketing king.
Mm-hmm.
I know everything. I could do this. But one day I was exhausted. And I sat back in my car and I said, you know what? God, you know what? I finally realized that all increase in power will come from you. I felt like I was in a car and I couldn't go over 35 miles an hour. And I kept chasing to hit it to 100. But it seems like, okay, I get it. I only go faster when you allow me to go faster. Mm-hmm. And that's when I truly surrender to him. Wow.
And so one of the things, you know, as I say again, man, this conversation can go on. And I know it's going to be part two, three, four.
Five, oh, yeah.
Just because of the fact that when you get someone in the room, you got to make them pour it out because mm-hmm. it has to be poured to the next generation.
Oh, yeah.
Or to that next brother or mm-hmm. sister who's saying, I'm trying to find God.
Oh, yeah.
Where is he? How did you build a relationship? But then I got the fame, but I don't know about God.
Yes.
But you got to take your God to the fame.
Got to be there.
You have to understand those things because then that way you'll know who you are when you're in the room.
Yes.
And then
yes.
you will know whose you are when you're in the room.
Yes.
People will not define you.
Yes.
But God will keep you.
He going to keep you.
He'll keep you in the room.
He going to keep
in rooms. And then he'll shut doors that don't need to be open.
Yes.
Because you're in the wrong room.
Yes.
As long as you keep a relationship to hear him.
Yes.
And so as we say, Encourage Nation, I'm just telling you right there, I could keep on. And you know that because when you get good conversation
right.
and knowledge,
mm-hmm.
it's just amazing. And the last thing I would say on this is just the branding.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we brand ourselves?
It's very important because God gonna allow all walks to see you. Branding is so important because that's your messenger. You know, my granddad told me, he say, your name will go in the room before you will get there. Mm. So sometimes your name will go further than you'll ever go. Sometimes you won't even make it in the room where your name is at. So when it comes down to your branding, whether you got a business, whether you got just you as a person, you know, you don't start with you first because no matter who I encounter, no matter who I work with, no matter what I do, I had to realize, and he made it clear to me, and I'm talking about God, the people you all look up to, don't get it twisted. I created them. The same God that I serve is the one that it will elevate you, prosper you. Don't get twisted when you see people elevate. No, because it ain't your business to figure out how they did it, because that's when you get caught up in the weeds. Yeah. Stay focused on your path, your journey. Brand yourself, what you speak, how you carry yourself, your character to the world, because you are God's gift to the world. You know, don't, when it comes to self-esteem, when it comes to the way you say this or the way you walk or the way you talk, listen, God made you that way. You ain't have no say-so in how you was created. When I look at myself in the mirror, I didn't say, okay, I wanted to be a 5'6", 5'7" guy. And, you know, I used to battle with it. Well, I couldn't be a running back. I could have been a ball player. But guess what? You have the same type of gift in you, just like anybody you look up to. You just got to discover your gift, and only God can help you see it. He'll help you find it. Remember, treasures is to be found. Yeah. Rewards come at the end. So you got to apply yourself and do the work. Trust me, he's fair. He's just. I love him. My whole life, I do whatever he need me to do at any time. Mm-hmm. And he will keep you happy.
Wow. You heard it there. Listen, I mean, the wisdom that has been poured out,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just amazing to be able to sit in the room with you and to be able to get that. And you know, they call him Jay. And I just want to say right now, for everything that has been shared and how we have gone through this whole process, Encourage Nation, we are encouraged that we've had this opportunity to sit with you, to hear, and to be able to pour from your cup.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say at this particular point, we're going to have them back. Listen, I need y'all to like, I need you to share, I need y'all to send it to a friend. This encouraging word right now is for us all to go and to revisit and to recalibrate our relationship. And why are we doing what we do?
Yes.
Is it for fame or is it for God's glory?
There you go.
What is it that we're doing and what are we trying to do?
Right.
And so Encourage Nation, I just want to say again, you know, this is Dr. Hickman. This is your friend. This is your counselor. This is your pastor. Come on. This is your brother. This is your nephew. This is your next door neighbor. This is your confidant. today. We're always trying to bring you something about fashion, something about entrepreneurship, mentorship, again, also about history, but most importantly about the word of God.
Yes.
And so again, we want to say again, be strong and courageous. I'm coming to tell you right now, we're coming for you. We're going to keep saying it until you believe it. Be encouraged today. Thank you for joining us. We thank you again, my brother. Look forward to seeing you again.
Amen.
Everything around me winning, yeah.